Good morning. It is Kale and Company live for this Wednesday, March 13th. Wednesday, the 13th of March. Great to have you along with us. It is a delight as always, and boy, do I have exciting news for you. I will tell you about it. I don't want to have you wait a long time for the big news that is coming from WKXL. But I will tell you that Kale & Company Live is presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Northeast Delta Dental has individual and family plans designed to fit your lifestyle. Learn more and find your plan at DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. All right, you ready for this, Andrew? We have a big announcement to make this morning on WKXL.
Sounds good.
And you will be a part of this.
Oh.
You will be a part of it Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Friday, for the Friday Fun Bunch between a little after 8 and 9 here on WKXL, we will be on Facebook Live. We will stream the program. So not only will you be able to hear Kitty Ray, our resident flick chick, Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, myself, Andrew, you won't just be able to hear us, you'll be able to see us. You might even see us eating some donuts on Friday as you watch the Facebook Live stream. So if you're a friend already, or if you've liked, I guess that's the way it works, if you've liked our Facebook page, you will get an alert about this. But if you aren't, you can just log on to WKXL NH Talk Radio on Facebook, WKXL NH Talk Radio. There's great information there about previous shows and what's coming up on WKXL or around the community, stuff that we're involved in. So just you should be logging on every day anyway. So make it a point to do it on Friday for the Fun Bunch, and tell your friends and neighbors that you will be able to see a radio show streamed right here, live, and in living color on WKXL. Again, just go to WKXL NH Talk Radio on Facebook, and that will do the trick. So that's the exciting news. I hope that you guys are as excited about it as Andrew and I are. I know you are excited, Andrew.
Oh, very, very much so.
Very excited. Andrew is behind the glass, but we'll make sure that he gets some exposure as well on Friday when he eats his Bavarian cream donuts or Boston cream. What do you prefer?
Both are good.
Both are good. Do you know? Can you tell the difference?
Honestly,
yeah,
not really.
This is the honest program.
It's a sugar, it's a pastry, and it's got some kind of cream in it. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's good because some people are very, very fussy about their food and their delights and all that stuff. And I'm glad that, it doesn't make any difference whether I bring in Boston cream or Bavarian cream or any other kind of cream that might be stuffed into that donut. So there you go. Friday, tune in, as you normally would. And, there'll probably be a little difference between, a few seconds of, lag time or whatever it is. So, but you'll be able to hear and see us on Facebook this Friday for the Friday Fun Bunch. We'll have John Leahy coming up in just a short time because big doings in Hockey East tonight. It's the opening round of the Hockey East tournament, and the UNH Wildcats are involved. In fact, the good thing is about Hockey East is that every team in the league makes the playoffs. UNH will be at home tonight for a 7:05 game against UMass Lowell. And also tonight, Vermont is at UConn, and Merrimack will be at Northeastern. All those teams vying to advance to the quarterfinal round, which will be taking place at various locations on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, depending on the case. Today, by the way, is Donald Duck Day. Oh, I can't do my... Something happened to my Donald Duck. No, that's not very good. I used to be able to do it better for some reason. Donald Duck Day, Earmuff Day. It's Canine Veterans Day for those veteran canines out there. National Chicken Noodle Soup Day. Andrew, where do you come down on chicken noodle soup? Do you like chicken noodle soop?
I like chicken noodle soup, but I think John Leahy is.
Oh, well, that's John. John has just called in. We'll ask him how he feels about chicken noodle soup. We'll put him on a little bit early and see if he's ready to go, because I know he has a big game tonight, Merrimack and Northeastern at Matthews Arena in Boston. John, are you there? Hello, John.
Yes.
John Leahy, we're going to put you on early because I have a question for you.
All right.
It doesn't have anything to do with hockey, but it does have to do with chicken soup, because today is National Chicken Noodle Soup Day.
Wow, that's exciting.
How do you feel about chicken noodle soup?
Oh, I love it, especially when I'm sick.
Yeah. You know, everybody has that same reaction when they hear about chicken noodle soup, that they have to be sick to have it. You know?
Yeah, there's something about the magic of chicken soup when you're sick. It's always worked for me.
Yep, you know what? I think it works for a lot of people, including myself. Anytime I've had, like, you know, a cold or a bad throat, you always resort to, you know, chicken noodle soup or just plain old chicken soup. But chicken noodle is great. So today we celebrate chicken noodle soup on March 13th. I have no idea why it's celebrated today, but, you know, everything has its day. It's also a National Ginger Ale Day. So you can have a glass of ginger ale with your chicken noodle soup today. It is National Good Samaritan Day. And, John, I know you're always a good Samaritan, so that's every day for you.
Oh, well, you know, it's the way to be, Ken. It's the way to live life, the right way, right?
That's right. That's right. Help an old lady across the street today when you're down in Boston. You know what, John? I know you're going to be in Boston tonight for the big game between Merrimack and Northeastern at I think your favorite venue in Hockey East, Matthews Arena.
Yeah, you know, it's a special building, Ken. It's the oldest hockey building in the world, and of course it dates back to when the Bruins played there. And although it's in need of a little TLC, Ken, it's still a wonderful place to watch a game. I've done some great games there over the years, and I'm looking forward to being on St. Vitale Street tonight. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And there you go. But you know what? I think it may be in a little disrepair right now, but I remember my father used to take me to, it wasn't called the Matthews Arena then, I think it was called the Boston Arena.
Yeah.
And Boston University used to play its home games there. And I have vivid memories of games in the 60s that my father took me to at the St. Vitale Street location. And I remember one BU player in particular, Herb Wakabayashi, played for BU.
All right.
And I remember one night we were there, I think it was like a Thursday night, BU was playing Dartmouth. And BU won the game like 13-1 or 13. It was a very lopsided score. BU was all over Dartmouth that night. And I think Herb Wakabayashi had 5 or 6 goals in that game for the Terriers at the old Boston Arena. And if you think it's in a little bit of disrepair now, boy, you should have seen it then, John. Because, as you know, they have really improved it over the years. But apparently, I don't know, you said it's in somewhat disrepair, but you'll be there tonight. Are you doing the game, John?
No, Ken, actually I'm not. I'll be there in a media capacity, but I will not be broadcasting it. The game will be seen on ESPN+. All three of the playoff games in Hockey East will be televised. I'm not sure which one of them is on Nesson. I want to say the UNH game may be on Nesson, but folks that want to see it can tune in on either Nesson or ESPN+.
All right. Very good. Now, today is National Riesling Day. It's National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day. And last but not least, today, March 13th, John, is Ken Day.
Oh, wow.
And they show a picture of the Ken doll. Ken is sitting right next to Barbie, right there.
Well, shouldn't every day be Ken Day, really?
Well, you know, I mean, that would be a little bit egotistical of me to say, but yeah. But it's Ken Day. It doesn't say national or international. It just says Ken Day. And I think they mean the doll, but I'll take it to mean me. And because I'm just Ken. You know, that's a big song now, John. You know, I'm just Ken. It came from the Barbie movie.
Yeah, well, I'm not familiar with that, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, and Ryan Gosling, who played Ken in the Barbie movie, performed the song on the Academy Awards Sunday. It was a big extravaganza. I mean, it was a highly produced rendition of that song that Ryan Gosling did, and it brought the house down. But it didn't get the Academy Award for Best Song. Another song from Barbie did that was done by Billie Eilish. But anyway, John, hang on, and then we'll talk some hockey.
I can't wait, Ken.
Nor can I. John Leahy will be with us right after the break right here. WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, presented by Northeast Delta Dental. We'll be right back. Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. And we're presented by Northeast Delta Dental. And John, I don't know if you, John Leahy is with us, by the way, our Hockey East guru, as the Hockey East postseason gets underway tonight. But, John, at the top of the show, we made an announcement that Friday's program, Friday's Fun Bunch with, you know, myself and Kitty Ray and Tom Raffio and Andrew behind the glass, it'll be streamed on Facebook Live, John.
Wow, that's exciting. I'm definitely going to tune into that, Ken.
Well, I know you've streamed. You've done a lot of Facebook Live streaming over the years with your music. And so I don't think any of us are going to sing. I mean, Andrew is very capable of it. The rest of us are not. But I don't think we'll be singing on Friday. But we will be streaming. And all you have to do, John, is log into WKXL NH Talk Radio on Facebook, and we'll be there, live and in living color.
That is something I'm looking forward to.
Oh, John, I just wish you could be here for the event. Maybe someday when you're on in studio, we can stream that live, too.
Well, I'd love it. You know, I'm a big fan of the show, as you know, Ken. It's great to have the audio portion of it, like we always do, but to be able to see it streamed is going to be special, and I'm really looking forward to that.
And Friday is the day we actually eat donuts in studio, too, so we're not going to stop that. I mean, we're streaming, but we're not going to stop eating donuts on Friday.
Why change? Right.
We want people to see the way it is. We're not going to do anything different. Just going to do our regular Fun Bunch show. I was going to say our normal, but it's never normal. And especially with Kitty and Tom in the house, you know.
Now, I got a question.
You know how they are.
I got a question for you. Now, when you stream the show on Friday, are you going to do anything that corresponds to Ireland or the Irish with St. Patrick's Day on Sunday?
Well, you never know. You never know, John. You never know. We could have some surprises. We could have some St. Patty's Day surprises.
I love it.
And so anyway, I did want to mention that, John, you have some books that are available now out there. And I want you to mention that before we run out of time.
Well, yeah, Ken, I'm really proud to say I've got two books that are on sale now. They are my hockey book, Breakaway Wisdom, and my baseball book, Living a King's Life. Are on sale now. You can pick them up anywhere books are sold. You can get them through Barnes & Noble. You can get them through Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, ReaderHouse.com. Any place you can think of where you can buy books, they are on sale. You can also go to my website, which is at JohnRLeahy.com, and you can order the books directly through the website. So this has been a long process. It's a process that I've been waiting for quite some time, and to have the books available for the world is something I'm excited about, and if people want to look into it, I encourage them to do so. So it's a good day.
All right. Give them your website one more time, John.
It's at johnrleahy.com. And there's a, if you go to the top of the website, you'll see the word more. And if you click that, then you'll see the books and writing area. You can just, you know, there's a drop-down menu. You can just click on that. It'll take you right to the books page. And the links are there. And you'll see every place where they're on sale.
And A King's Life has nothing to do with the L.A. Kings, does it?
No, that was the Kalamazoo Kings.
Right. All right, so minor league baseball. You know who would love that book? Is a guest I had on yesterday, Bob Ryan, because he loves minor league baseball. He's written a book about minor league baseball as well.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, Bob's been around forever. He's one of the all time greats.
Oh, he is, and he was on yesterday. We talked about a number of things, and it's up there on nhtalkradio.com if you want to hear that that interview. We had a big day yesterday, John. Bob Ryan and Ann Liguori. I don't know if you know Ann, but she does a lot of golf and a lot of tennis, and she has a new book out. John Leahy has books out on the market. I think I'm the only one that doesn't have a book.
Well, I'll be the first one to buy when you write one.
Is that a promise?
That's a promise. That's a guarantee.
A guarantee. All right. I love those guarantees, especially when you say it in French. All right, John, in the limited time we have left, let's talk a little bit about the first round of the Hockey East Tournament, which will be played tonight in three locations.
Yep, we got the Hockey East men getting going tonight. The 11 versus 6 matchup will take place at the Whittemore Center. UMass Lowell will take on UNH. The Wildcats just swept the Riverhawks this past weekend, shut them out both nights, as a matter of fact. And so that game will be tonight at UNH. As we talked about earlier, the Merrimack Warriors will be in Boston to take on Northeastern at Matthews Arena. And the Vermont Catamounts are on the road down in Storrs, Connecticut. They'll take on UConn. Vermont and UConn played on the final Thursday of the regular season, with UConn winning 5-1. So the three winners tonight, Ken, will move on into the quarterfinals on Saturday. The lowest seed that survives tonight will go to Boston College on Saturday. The second lowest seed will head to Boston University. And the highest surviving seed will head up to Orono, Maine, to take on Maine. Providence and UMass, that quarterfinal is already set. It's going to be Saturday in Providence. But, Ken, how about this? If the top three seeds survive tonight, you will have UNH taking on Maine Saturday in Orono in a border battle.
Yeah. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is something that would be exciting to watch. And so we'll see what happens tonight. And the quarterfinals will happen on Saturday.
Wow. So that would be something, because you know of the fierce rivalry between the Wildcats and the Black Bears. You are well aware of that fierce and bitter rivalry, the border battle, as it is called. And that would be some kind of a quarterfinal round matchup for sure. No doubt about that. So
in order for that to happen, you would have to have UConn, Northeastern, and UNH advancing with wins tonight. Three home teams would have to win. And if that happens, then UNH would head to Maine to face the Black Bears on Saturday. And also, one quick note on the women, Ken. UConn and Northeastern played for the Women's Hockey East Championship on Saturday down in Storrs, Connecticut. UConn won it in overtime, so UConn advances for the first time to the national tournament. They'll play Minnesota Duluth tomorrow. And we wish UConn well. They're the only Hockey East team that is in the NCAA Women's Tournament.
All right. So there you go. Go Huskies! Go Huskies! So, at any rate, John, you don't want to. You really don't want to see that border battle happen, because that would mean that Merrimack loses. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, well, there's a part of me that believes that, Ken, and is rooting for it. But if Merrimack advances, they're going to go to either Boston College or Boston University. So that's a case of pick your poison, right? Those are the top two teams in Hockey East, and of course one of the top two teams in the country. So be careful what you wish for, right? But getting by Northeastern is going to be an extremely difficult task, and the Warriors are certainly going to have their hands full tonight.
They are. They are, no doubt about it. But you know what, John? As you well know, you know as well as anyone, that you never know what might unfold during the course of a 60-minute hockey game.
Yeah, or 60 minutes plus, right?
60 minutes plus.
I mean, I did a playoff game at Matthews Arena several years ago, and it was a double overtime game.
Yeah.
Which Merrimack won. And that was on the same night that UMass had a 5-overtime game against Notre Dame.
Wow.
So the playoffs are special.
Yes.
When these go into overtime, Ken, they could go all night. And that's what I love about the playoffs.
All night long. All night long. Pull a Lionel Richie right there.
Or Ric Flair, right?
Ric Flair, yes. Hey, you know what? You know what, John? Come a little closer. I don't want everybody to hear this, but I'll share this with you. That I'm going to be in Boston tonight as well.
All right.
But I'm not going to be at Matthews Arena. I'm going to be at the TD Garden for a card of AEW wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Exciting.
It's called Big Business or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Are you going to insert yourself in a ladder match?
I might. I just might. I've been working on the ladder for several weeks now. Just in case I'm called upon tonight to be in a ladder match.
Oh, I wish I could watch that.
Oh boy. And John, while I have you here, let's we won't say, you know, exactly who this person is, but because he's a high profile person in Concord. But happy birthday to Jason today.
Oh, indeed.
Jason A.
Yes.
I think you know to whom I refer.
I know to whom you refer. That's a special day. It should be a national holiday.
It should be. Instead, it's Ken Day. Hey, John, thanks so much. Have fun tonight at the Matthews Arena. And I hope Merrimack wins. I really do.
I appreciate it, Ken. If I could just quickly, one last thing.
Yes.
Coming up on Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. And I have a live concert on my internet radio station. We're going to have some Irish music coming up on Sunday at 4 o'clock. If you go to johnrleahy.com and click on Internet Radio Sunday at 4, you'll hear a bunch of Irish music. So hopefully folks will be interested in that.
And then you'll do some Clancy Brothers, I think.
Oh, they are the heavy hitters.
That's a guarantee. How do people get there, John?
Go to johnrleahy.com and then click on the More tab. You'll see Internet Radio. And if you click there, Sunday at 4, you'll hear me with the live.
All right. Live Irish music with John Leahy Sunday. John, thank you.
Ken, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have fun tonight.
All right. You as well. That'll do it for this segment. We'll talk a little insurance coming up. All right here, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Stay with us. Welcome back. Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. We are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. And joining me for this segment of Kale and Company is the New Hampshire Insurance Department Commissioner, DJ Betancourt. He is on the phone and live in studio, the department's Consumer Outreach Coordinator and our good friend, AJ Kierstead. In fact, they're both good friends. Welcome, AJ and DJ.
Thanks, Ken.
Good morning, Ken.
How are you, DJ?
I'm doing great. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's always great to have you on. DJ, I know you're probably as concerned about Brian Baio as I am, but that's not why we called you here this morning. News has spread of a cyber attack against United Health Group and United Healthcare. What do we know at this point about what happened?
Sure, Ken. Well, as you and I have discussed before, unfortunately, cyber attacks are becoming something that is a more and more common threat. And there's no question that when these things happen, they are frustrating and they are very disruptive. And now we appreciate that no one really is immune. And you and I have spoken, as I said before, about cyber insurance and why the cyber insurance market has become so expensive. And it's because these types of attacks are becoming more and more frequent, more and more complex, and therefore more and more expensive. As it pertains to United Healthcare and Change Healthcare, What we're focused on right now is ensuring that our providers are not, obviously this is a disruption and they've been hurt, but we're really trying to message what their options are to mitigate the damage. And obviously, we're focused on ensuring that patient care is not being interrupted. What we know at this point, Ken, is that this was a Russian cyber attack. The reason that this attack has had the impact that it is that while Change Healthcare is a subsidiary of United Healthcare, there are several other health insurance carriers that utilize their services. So what does Change Healthcare do? So in short, it provides a platform for medical providers of all kinds to bill insurance carriers, get prior authorizations, and manage prescription drugs, among other things. So it's a back-end platform for all of those types of services. And it's important to appreciate the fact that it's not just United Healthcare that's impacted by the fact that because of this cyber attack, that whole system had to get shut down. There are other carriers that use that platform, including Cigna, Harvard Pilgrim, and Ambetter. So this is unfortunately a more widespread problem than just Change or United Healthcare.
And Commissioner, I mean, this is going to be a big deal, especially for providers, in order for them to get all these claims processed that they need to get through to the various insurance carriers. I mean, what should providers be keeping an eye out for? What should they do at this point?
Well, it's a great question. It's a critical question. So when this attack first happened a few weeks ago, United immediately came out and said that providers should pick up kind of the old school method of things and start engaging in paper billing again. They did set up a call center. However, it just has not worked out as smoothly as I think all of us would have hoped. And I got on the phone with the local officials for United here in New Hampshire, and I said, guys, you've got to come online with new platforms. This is not going to work for everyone. This paper billing system, it's laborious. People have not either used it in a long time, or if you're a younger worker working for a provider, you've never used it at all. You've only known the online platform. So they've done a good job of making workarounds available. They've done a good job of bringing on new platforms, and we really do encourage providers to check United Healthcare and Change Healthcare's website every day as they're bringing on more and more of these workarounds. But, you know, the real challenge here is the pause in payments for hospitals and providers. We had a conversation late last week, with the New Hampshire Hospital Association, who said that there are five New Hampshire hospitals who have had 50% of their revenue stream impacted by this cyber attack. And in terms of raw dollars, that means $2 to $2.5 million a day for those hospitals. And so that's obviously a significant financial challenge for them. But I'll say this. Obviously, I'm concerned about the hospitals, but I'm even more so concerned about the smaller providers who don't have the big back office operations to engage in the laborious paper billing process and don't have the cash reserves to float until United and Change can get this situation worked out. So I'm really concerned about them. My message to them is do not hold back on billing if it is really going to put you in a financial crunch. Take a look at the platforms that Change and United have brought online to deal with this interim period and take advantage of those. And obviously, the department is here to help if you need us to be an interface between you and United or Change.
I know you mentioned, DJ, this was a Russian cyber attack. How was that determined? And secondly, what is being done in an effort to, you know, prevent any more of these from happening, or fewer of them anyway?
Sure. Well, they were able to determine the origin of it was Russian. And the good news is that it appears as though they're going to be able to start turning on some of the component parts of this platform in fairly short order. They've got a timeline for between 2 to 3 weeks to be able to turn these systems back on. Unfortunately, as is the case with any cyber attack, there's obviously uncertainty. So I don't know whether or not they're going to be able to hold to those timelines, but it does appear as though they are going to be able to get this resolved, at least in part, within this month. So that is obviously good news. In terms of what companies can do to prevent these sorts of attacks, I mean, here again, you and I have spoken about this, and what it really comes down to is good cyber hygiene, having a good plan in place to ensure cybersecurity, ensuring that your employees are being trained up on the latest types of attacks that, unfortunately, companies are being subjected to, and having a good plan in place if, God forbid, one of these attacks should occur. Those are all key parts to ensuring that, number one, you're guarding against these cyber attacks, but number two, when they happen, your business and the public that you serve is as least impacted as possible.
So, Commissioner, we've been focused entirely on providers because it's the most directly impacted group on this, but what about consumers that are listening to the show? Is there anything they should be concerned about with this attack?
Well, obviously, we all need to be concerned. What I'll say is that I think United has done a good job of ensuring that patient care has not been impacted. As you know, AJ, one of the things that I did last week was to write a letter to the head officials at United and made it clear that we expected them to see relaxation of prior authorizations. We wanted to see advanced payments to providers. We wanted to ensure that patient care and access to that critical care is not being disrupted.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll reinforce also, as the consumer outreach coordinator, I should definitely throw a plug in too. Reach out to the Consumer Services Division if you feel like your data has been compromised in any of these situations. Or if your provider has questions, it's 1-800-852-3416 or consumerservices@ins.nh.gov. We're standing by ready to assist in any way or forward you to the various people that are involved in the situation to make sure this doesn't impact anything more than it absolutely has to, because obviously this is a big deal for primarily for providers in the state.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know, you know, the New Hampshire Insurance Department is doing everything it can, but I guess in some respects, there must be some kind of feeling of helplessness sometimes, because you never know when the next one is going to take place. I mean, it's really a very difficult situation for all that that are involved, but we have shed some light on it here today, and DJ Betancourt, the commissioner of the New Hampshire Department of Insurance, thank you very much for joining us. And AJ is going to stick around, and someday we'll even get you in studio, DJ.
I know. I'm making it my goal.
I hope so. We'll talk insurance and a little baseball too.
That sounds great.
But tonight we say go UNH Hockey Wildcats.
Absolutely. Beat UMass Lowell.
DJ, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Ken. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. AJ's going to stick around, right, AJ?
That's right.
All right. And we'll talk about more stuff after the break right here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. And we are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Stay with us. Welcome back. It is Kale and Company Live right here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Thanks to Commissioner DJ Betancourt of the New Hampshire Insurance Department talking about the cyber attack, which took place a little while ago against United Health Group and United Healthcare. And it's a real issue, as AJ Kierstead is with us, and as we mentioned, AJ still affiliated with WKXL, but he is also the insurance department's consumer outreach coordinator. And how are you enjoying the job?
It's been great. It's been awesome. I get to focus on public relations and communications and getting out in the community. I mean, that's been the greatest thing about this role. And coming out of COVID, the department was looking to really start getting in-person and digital outreach really off the ground. And I've been able to hit the ground running with I started a year from December, and we've been all over the state. I've hooked us up with chambers of commerce so we could reach out to small businesses. We were at the New Hampshire Home Builders Expo. This was our second time attending it, which is our greatest in-person event, where I was able to speak. I literally spoke to 450 people in person.
Wow.
At least.
I
was keeping track. Yeah, I was pretty exhausted by the end of that weekend, but people don't know about the department.
That's true.
So there's low-hanging fruit where we can really get out there and say, hey, the consumer protection aspect of the department is a true focus. Commissioner Betancourt has continued that with him stepping into the role, and our Deputy Commissioner Keith Nyan definitely sees that as an important role, especially considering he was the Consumer Division Director previously before being promoted. So it's been an awesome experience for me so far.
Yeah, and how much, I mean, you had obviously some knowledge of the insurance industry and how it works, but I'm sure it has been a learning experience for you since you've been on the job.
It is, definitely. I have a bit of a legal communications background before coming over, and journalism too, obviously, but it's been very interesting to hear about how it works. It's a completely different industry from anything else out there, and people, it's a hard thing for people to wrap their head around sometimes with the complex nature of how insurance markets works, how they're regulated. Like, there's all this bad PR out there for the insurance industry. They're the bad guys. They're just trying to rip our money away from us and pocket it away. It's one of the most highly regulated industries in the country. Mm-hmm. So they have to tell the department, the New Hampshire Insurance Department, what they're charging for premiums, what their policies entail. And they're not just don't have this free reign. So where with the consumer outreach, where we try and get out there information so people can kind of break down these complex topics in ways they can understand. An important way we do that is we have a monthly webinar series. So 2 months ago, we did one that was, what are inclusions and exclusions? This confusing thing when you look at, especially your homeowner's insurance, like what's included and what's not included and why, and how that plays into what your premiums are and what your claims can pay back out to you if you do need to put in a claim.
And, I know every insurance company, I've dealt with a few over the years for my personal insurance, and they all are very good about sending out all the information and send out booklets on what's covered, what's not covered, and how much is covered and so on. But who reads them?
Yeah, that's...
Who reads them? I mean, really, they're so detailed, and I give them credit for that. I mean, they cover everything that could possibly happen. But how many people actually read all the fine print?
Many don't. So there's two things I want to say in that. First of all, please read your policy. It is super important to read your policy, because it'll break down. So you want to be prepared before you need to put in the claim that, hey, I got into an accident. How much do I have to front? How much are they going to go to bat for me when it comes to how it's going to be covered and things like that? And on the other side of it, work with your agent. If you have questions about your policy, why the rates are changing, do I have the right coverage? Am I overinsured, underinsured? Talk with your agent. We suggest working with an independent agent so they can shop at the multiple insurance carriers and make sure you're getting the best rate for you. They are still an agent of the company. It's an important thing to consider. They are still making money off of you buying the policy through them, but they're there for you. It's part of their services to answer questions. And as I mentioned in the last segment, if you have problems working with your agent, you're not getting the answers you need, you can call us at the New Hampshire Insurance Department. We're more than happy to answer policy questions, assist with appeals, anything of that nature. 1-800-852-3416. consumerservices@ins.nh.gov. We're also on all major social media platforms. So we're posting on Facebook, Twitter. We're on YouTube, LinkedIn. Tips. You can find out when our webinars are coming up, and so just send a, if you send a question through there, I will make sure it goes off to the Consumer Services Division, so our industry experts can assist you.
Now, the webinars, you say once a month they are held, and that's for the public?
It's for the public. Sometimes they're more specific to industry, but we've covered everything from the importance of a home inventory, which is probably one of our most popular recordings we've got on our YouTube channel. It's just like, what's a home inventory? Another one is total loss, which we talked about a couple weeks ago here, right, with Chief Examiner Doug Reese. We try and do things that are both going to be informative to industry, but also for the public. It's very important. And we host those every month. Our experts from the department speak to it. We've got experts in all aspects of insurance that we regulate. And then if you miss it, We post it on demand, youtube.com/@NHinsuranceDEPT. So just search for New Hampshire Insurance Smart. You'll find us on there. And go check out the previous library on demand. We're very active online trying to inform the public.
You know, I don't have a personal insurance agent per se. Mm-hmm. I have insurance from a large company that is well known, Amica. But I will say, I wouldn't mention them if I didn't have a favorable thing to say about them. But I do, because recently my car failed to pass inspection because I had, and I didn't even notice them. A couple of very minor cracks in my windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was not able to pass inspection because of those cracks. So I knew that was covered. So I called them. And you know that by the very next day, they had somebody in my driveway putting a new windshield in my vehicle.
And that's what we want to hear. We want to hear that the insurance industry in New Hampshire are doing their jobs. They're being responsive to consumers. We have a great market of insurance agents and carriers in this state that really are there to help. People are scared to call for help. Call for help. If you don't understand something of your policy, your insurance card has a phone number for a reason. Call them. Just say, hey, is this covered? Is this not covered? They'll answer you. Once again, if you're not getting the answer, or you don't feel like things are above board necessarily, you can call us. We're more than happy to make sure, and we'll help you answer policy questions. But we want a healthy insurance market.
Yeah, and I was treated very well by them. I mean, they are a large corporation, obviously, but they were very attentive, and I've never really had any huge claims, really, in the past. Mm-hmm. But this was not a huge claim, but they were very helpful and guided me through the steps. And again, it was very rapid service.
That's great. Yeah. And insurance is there for when things go wrong. So you pay into it every month. You tend not to think about it. You hope you never have to put in that claim. But it's important to continue to have your insurance coverage. Make sure every year or two that you have the coverage you need. Work with your agent, whether it's a company or an independent agent. And just make sure you're prepared if things go wrong. It's like you get into that car accident, something goes wrong with your car, a tree falls on your house. If there's all sorts of things that you hope never happen, but you need to be prepared for.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I didn't know those cracks were there. I don't know how it happened. It wasn't like a rock came up. I don't remember it anyway. But at any rate, they were great. And if you have any questions regarding your insurance coverage, the New Hampshire Insurance Department's Consumer Services Division is there to help you every step of the way as well. You can contact them by emailing consumerservices@ins.nh.gov or calling 800-852-3416. Or you can learn more at nh.gov/insurance, and they will take good care of you at the New Hampshire Department of Insurance. A.J. Kierstead guarantees that.
Yes,
it's an ironclad guarantee that you will be taken care of. And, of course, we do a show with the insurance department the first Tuesday of every month here on WKXL. And it's been very informative for me. I've learned more about insurance since we've been doing that segment than I ever knew before.
There's a lot to it, and I'm excited for this next one. Lou Ann King is Supervisor of Property and Casualty Compliance, and compliance sounds boring, but she understands how the policies work. They look at the policies to make sure everything's in there, and she'll have tips for wedding season, because guess what?
Sure.
That's coming around the pike for so many families, whether it's your kid or yourself, anything like that. And also,
such a thing as wedding insurance?
Not wedding insurance. That's what makes it complex and why we want to
help. I know
there's
not marriage insurance.
Exactly. So, yeah, definitely please do tune into that. We'll have all sorts of information on that and insuring your, quote, big boy toys, your boats and stuff. So,
all right.
It'll be fun.
Looking forward to that. Our next segment coming up the first Tuesday of April right here on WKXL. AJ, great to have you with us, and so great to have you with us that we'll invite you back next week. How about that?
Sounds good.
You
appreciate
it. Might have a different hat on for
maybe
that show. All right. And we thank you very much for joining us here. And a reminder once again that Friday's Fun Bunch will be on Facebook Live. How about that, AJ? We're going to stream
modern.
It live and in living color on WKXL NH Talk Radio on Facebook. A Facebook live stream on Friday. AJ, thanks again. And thank you for listening. And remember, folks, to always look on the bright side of life. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.